What
about one that runs up, maybe a mile and a half off the main road,
the little road that runs up there to his house?
What
do you
usually
call that?
I don't know. They got any special man just
going
to the road.
Yeah. Talking about those dirt roads, they ever have any gravel roads
floating around? Well, I was going to tell you, after they started to making roads, they'd make bridges across them little branches and rivers. And they shell that road just too rough for horses, mules, and in the middle, a one horse wagon, you see that the one horse was right in the dirt, but he wasn't in no shell. Yeah. And they shelled that all the way through Brevard County, which started at Mims, about 22 miles north of Titusville, and it went to Stewart. I don't know how many miles, way down on Stewart. That was all Brevard County. Then they cut off St. Lucie County off of it, right here at this river bridge. And that was St. Lucie County, surrounding Stewart. Then they cut it in two again, and they made the north part of St. Lucie County Indian River. That's this town. This going around through the road. A little below Vero Beach.
What's the county seat?
County seat, yeah, is Vero Beach.
Has it always been?
Huh?
Has it always been a county seat?
Huh? Oh, that used to. There wasn't no, the county seat, when the Royal County, the county seat was in Titusville. That whole county. From them, 22 miles north of Titusville to Stewart. I don't know just how long it is. Yeah.
Right.
And then they shelled that road out of all that way out of two shell pits. One of them's right up here north of Mexico. And the other one was across the river. And they call on that island over there. They hold it in barges. And the first car that ever come through there was a three-wheel car. Yeah. And they had shelled the road for the wagon, you know. But the single horses, they walked in that sand, and where they stepped, they'd have a hole. 8 inches deep or more. And that put the drive wheel of that car right in the middle of the back. And it had to go a horse track, you know, up and down about 8 inches. And boy, it just about beat to death.
I bet it would.
And then they got found later on, 100 years or anything. It made the highways out. But the first cars used to come and had ferries across to that Sebastian River there. And they had to go through that old sand bed from the river up across the railroad and get out there about a half a mile and take down through the woods to get to that ferry. And the cars would stick and they'd pull and jack and they'd